from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, two Iranian nationals have been charged in an alleged scheme to steal and resell software to Iran, including a program to design bullets and warheads. The two men were charged in the Rutland, Vermont Federal District Court. Vermont is in northeastern United States. The court issued arrest warrants for the two, who are believed to be in Iran. According to an indictment unsealed Monday, they're identified as 35-year-old Mohammed Saeed Ajili, who recruited 39-year-old Mohammed Reza Rezaka, allegedly, to break into companies' computers to steal their software for resale to Iranian universities, the military, and the government. The two men and a third, who was arrested in 2013 and handed back to Iran in a prisoner swap last year, allegedly broke into the computers of a company called Aerotech Associates. According to the indictment, Rezaka conducted the hacking and cracking operations, and Ajili was in charge of marketing and selling the programs. Almost 40,000 residents of British Columbia and Western Canada have fled their homes because of out-of-control wildfires that authorities say are likely to get worse. Hundreds of army planes and thousands of firefighters have been deployed to the area, and Australia is sending 50 firefighters to help battle the blazes. The Canadian Red Cross has brought in emergency supplies and extra beds to help the small town of Kamloops cope. That town is overwhelmed by people who have fled the fires. This is VOA News. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Amnesty International has called for the immediate release of the activists. It said the 10 are being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by 3 months. The vote came nearly a year after the state of emergency was first implemented following a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the prime minister's office had asked parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was to have expired on Wednesday. About 250 people were killed and more than 2,000 others injured last year when a disgruntled army faction commandeered tanks and warplanes in an effort to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after 15 years in power. 35 coup organizers were also killed. Since last year's coup, operating under the state of emergency, the Turkish government has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants that it characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has also arrested 50,000 people. A code of conduct drafted by the Italian government setting out new rules for refugee rescue ships operating in the Mediterranean is drawing the anger of charities and rights groups who claim the code will risk thousands of lives. Under the proposal, which the European Union approved Monday, refugee rescue vessels operated by charities are barred from coordinating with people smugglers by phone or using lights to signal their location. They're now restricted to patrolling in international waters, not in Libyan territorial waters, where they can pick up asylum seekers closer to shore. Any vessel discovered to have breached the code risks being banned from docking at Italian ports. Humanitarian ships now pick up more than a third of all migrants attempting the perilous Mediterranean crossing from Libya to Italy, compared to 1% in 2014. Venezuela's opposition has called for a day-long general strike for Thursday, hoping to pressure President Nicolas Maduro into calling off plans for a new constitution. The opposition is launching what it calls a final offensive on Maduro to call for early presidential elections. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.